Rabbanan v'magdim. Avada, we don't speak against choshve kehiles, choshve people that have different minhagim. We're trying just to learn the way it looks in the Torah, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. Avada, for sure, kulam kedushim, kulam tahirim, but we'll try to look what comes out when we learn the sugya. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chof Alef Amud Beis says like this: Tonu Rabbono, Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Leanichoi Al Pesach Habayis Mibachutz. The place of Ner Chanukah is Leanichoi Al Pesach Habayis Mibachutz. Im Dor Ba'aliyo, if he lives in the second floor, that day is the second floor opened into the first floor. From the first floor was steps going in, going up to the second floor. Manichay bechaloy nasmucha lo shusorabim. He puts it in the window. Ubeshas asakona. Manicho al shulchonoy vedayoy. So it's three halachas. Nerchanike manichay al pesach habayis mibachutz. דור בעליו מניחו חלוי נסמוך לו שסורה בי מווינדו ובשעס הסכונו מניחו השולחונו ודאי. So when you learn the Gemara, Shulchanor brings it down, the place to put the Ner Chanukah is על פסח הבייס מבחוץ. This is the place of the Ner Chanukah. When שעס הסכונו מניחו השולחונו ודאי. Today is no sakona in Eretz Yisrael. So lechure, the halacha has to go back that the mokrim to light Ner Chanukah is al Pesach Habayis Mibachutz. And as I get past in Rebbe Yashiv, that the place to light the Ner Chanukah is al Pesach Habayis Mibachutz. Rabbi Yomin Zilber, Chazanish and Briskerov. So all of the G'dayla Oilom Be'etzem, Rebbe Yashiv, Chazanish, Briskerov, Rabbi Yomin Zilber, they say the place to put in Ner Chanukah is al Pesach Habayis Mibachutz. Rebbe Yashiv brings down, Koibes Tshuvas Chelek Aleph, Siman Tzadik Aleph, he brings down that he saw, it's a letter to the Bechaber of the Sefer Dvar Yehoshua. And the Dvar Yehoshua writes the following: Mikan ani tomea, the Sefer Dvar Yehoshua, he was a Rav in Tel Aviv, Sheroisi ba'aloisi l'Yerushalayim, I saw when I came up to visit in Yerushalayim, Sheyesh shenoyarim shemadlikim mibachutz. I came to Yerushalayim and I saw people light Ner Chanukah outside. ואיני יודע ממי יוצא הירואה זו ולא יזו בלבד זוג דבר יהושע שרשויים להדליק בפנים that you allow to light Ner Chanukah inside the house אלו שחיובים הם בכך ואם ידליקו בחוץ לא יעשו כתקון הסחרחומים ולא יעשו כלום. This is the דבר יהושע. He has a whole simon to explain it. Rabbi Yashiv writes in the letter and I want to read over Rabbi Yashiv's letter. First he gives him a lot of shfochim, he saw a sefer, a choshev a sefer. Then he says like this: Ksheroisi ha-koiteres, when I got you sefer that you sent me, I looked, you know, it's a marimikimus, you know, like the list of the tshuvas. So the koiteres says, Bo yevuor, and this simon yevuor, tzitkas minogenu, the right of our minog, she'ein madlikim nechanike b'rshusorabim, aval pi she'ein tzakone bezman hazeh. Simon Tzadik Aleph, Be'inyan, Levor Tzidkas Minogenu, why we light inside and we don't light outside. Choshavti, Zogt Rebbe Yashiv, Hine Acholo Bnei Galusa, our brothers that came from Golus, you know, we lived in this all the years, but they came now from Golus. Shenogu Kol HaShonim, and all the years they were used to in their house, that they're lighting inside. But the sisters, yeah. Chayu Be'ima Ve'iro Machmas HaMaitzik, and they had to light inside the house. So even that they came to Eretz Yisrael, koshalim. It's very hard. People are addictive to the minhagim. It's hard for them to change to hear that from now they will start the light outside. So I thought that you've written the tshuva to melavet zchus on these people. But to finish and to write in your tshuva that anoshim ha'oisim katoiro, people that do what Hashem wants and they light outside, einam yoitzim v'loyosu v'loyklum, this is what you write in your tshuva. Lo yecholti lahomer, I couldn't. Amarti asur no ve'ero amare. I decided, you know what, I'm going to learn your tshuva to see if you write. And then Rabbi Yashin writes down the whole tshuva and he finishes. K'moiken b'nechanike aloche psuko, that you have to light outside. והנה, כבר אומרו חז"ל, כשם שמצווה לא אמר דבר הנשמע, כך מצווה שלא אמר, זה בעצם why I'm saying it. בכל מקום, לא נמנעתי לכתוב לכבוד רוסויס הדבורים האמורים לאל, even so I decided to write you a תשובה, שמו, בבואו לקיים מצווה סלוגס נחניקה, בחניקה הבא עלינו לטויבו, יהרר עוד פעם בדבר, you will think it over, אם לא יאוריך, if it's not right, למבט כהלוכה, פסוקה בשכנוך, תקי בשכנוך, וממנו יירו וכן יעשו, וסחוס הרבי מי יתולי בוי. Maybe you'll change your mind, and you'll stop to light inside, and Klal Yisrael will change take. So I'm trying to convince you to change. But the whole truth is, change. Don't say, this is what we did in our house. We're here to tell you, you're wrong, now it's time to change. This is Be'etzem, the Akdomah to this Shir. That Rabbi Yashin says, you're right, you're used to in your house, Alamol, this was the Minig, yeah? And the Golis, about now you know it's Israel, things are different, like Rabbi Yashin. Biskarov, Chazanish, and Rabbi Yom Mitzil. And we'll get to that, that Lefi Rabbi Yashin could be the Boch Levatol if someone lights inside. So, come Rabbi Mevarer, just maybe Lechibas HaSugis that we're learning, maybe to mention one Raya, he says the Dvar Yeshua, and the second I will explain, Maisa B'liashim is right, the Gemara says, Manicha, Mechanike, Manicha, Al Pesach, Habayis, Mibachutz. Not allowed to eat, Basso Becholov, yeah? You have to put on tefillin, same thing. This seif we don't keep. It's not like a mention. And they think it's Yisrael, it's more chashu from Yeshivas. Yeah? But we know, we keep Kolat Erekula. So, how? So he brings down Azar Raya. His Raya that he brings down is, the Gemara says, Nechanekeh mitzvah anichoy Pesach habayis mibachutz. Vimugor ba'aliyo manichoy b'chaloy nasomach lushosor abim. ובשעה סקרנו מנוחה על שולחון ודאי. שאל איז, שעה סקרנו? צריך להורג ועל יעבוד. מה אם מנוחה על שולחון ודאי? If the goyim don't let the lady נחנקה, so you have to be מויס הנפש. It's not so פשוט. מהוסה הוא שעה שמעת? בסדר, but even if it was not שעה שמעת, so why to put it on the table? If you can't light outside, don't light outside. Ner Chaneke, manicha al Pesach ha'mayis ibachutz. If you live in the second floor, put it in the window. Shasa sakona manicha al shulchan evedare. Why do you put it on the table? You can't put, I want to explain. Ner Chaneke is a place. Like mezuzah you put on the door. Tefillin you put on the head. Ner Chaneke you put near the door. Shasa sakona you put it on the table. You can't stamp. A person will put a menorah on a car. Yeah? No shaykhs, yeah? It doesn't start. Yeah? It's not a pshat. It's an Indian, it's not an Indian. It's no shaykh. I put a tefillin on his foot. It's the same thing. It's a mockery. You put it on Pesach HaBayis, you put it on Chaloy. So from what it came, b'shas ha'sakono, manichu al shulchono yvedai. So there's two kashas. First, pikoch nefesh, mesiris nefesh. Zokter, it's ksuvistik. The answer is the sugin gimel amul beis in ksuvis. Gemara says, b'shas ha'sakone, lidrash ludoin ha'shori, b'shas ha'sakone, noagu om liknois, b'shlishi v'lai michu b'yod. So the Rishonim explained the rivosh, that Chazal really changed the day, that people will not have to be mois on nefesh, and they gave a different day. So here also, b'shas ha'sakone, Chazal went, and they switched the place, from the outside to the table. אז הראו עם כסובס, מגלוים לסוגס עם כסובס, גימל עמוד בייז, ומשעס הסכונו ואילך, נוהגו המליקליס בשלישי ולמיכו ביודו. זוג דראו, ואילך מינס, even when the סכונו סטאפט. Even when the סכונו סטאפט, they carried on getting married יום שלישי. Why? זוג דראו, they switched the day to יום שלישי. Was no one there to switch it back. What happened? He says, the shas finished, they closed the shas. It was a sakana, dangerous man of Talmud. So they removed the place to the table. Then they closed the shas. And we went out to Golus, yeah? There's no one to remove back. So the place stayed on the table. This is the Dvar Yeshua Shtikl Teyer. Mainly he says, if you lie outside, it's Bochel Vatola. They remove the place.
Why is not just lie on the table? Why do you do by the window?
What? Every window has a table near the window, yeah? So it's not a problem. So what people do in the window in America could be within table. We'll see. We don't know. We light outside. We know we light Klaus lights outside. And we know that the brothers in Golus didn't keep that aloha. We tried to find out. This is what Rabbi Yashu says. The brothers in the Golus, they had a sakona. They put it on the table. We'll get in a second to the window. We'll get in a second to the window. This is the tshuva of the Dvar Yeshua. This is Giboit Hashtikul Teire. And Rabbi Yashim, the tshuva goes back and forth, writes in the Cheshbonos in the Sugya of Gimel Amud Beis. Says, in Rambam Shteit Kol Nishta Zay. Mok Mishu Bot Adinim Yoishvim. Rambam Shteit Yishan Yizis B'Sheini V'Chamishi. So we see that it's switched. Anyway, he tells them, if you think that it didn't switch, so Fuhud Shulchan Aruch writes down the Aloch and Achanik HaManich HaPesach HaBayis HaBachutz. From Mashiach time, so why does Shulchan Aruch say B'Shas HaSakana? Mashiach will come. B'meile, Rabbi Yashim is not mekabel. So, to be mevar this Indian, we have to go, and I want to forget, to mevar it belomdes good. We have to mevar it three chakiras belomdes, and then we'll try, lad, to go to what we have to do. Where to light? A person wants to know to light outside, to light in the window, to light inside. What to do? And why it's so negea? First, because you came to Eretz Yisrael now. So even if we're saying Chutzlaz is different, talk to Yash, you came to Eretz Yisrael. Second of all, in Eretz Yisrael is a big problem. I don't know if you know it. The ones that are not zeichet to sleep in a dorm, that a lot of the people sleep like in bunkers under the ground. It's a modern zach, yeah? Someone told me today, oh, Chazal say, Imudor Ba'aliyah. Chazal didn't have that side, if he Imudor under the karka. Then even Chazal didn't think about such an idea. Now, these deers even don't have windows. And we'll see later that in these deers, you really have to know what to do. It's not some places you have windows, but I want lat to meyasid the shayla. Bizman HaGemore will start. Chazal, for sure, Dina the Gemore, the way Chazal will metaken, Nechanik at the place is only outside. Manichoy al Pesach Habayis Bibachutz. Let me clear the shayla. We're going back 2,000 years ago, we're living time Chazal. Chazal said, Nechanik at Manichoy al Pesach Habayis Bibachutz. A guy doesn't want and he wants to put it on the table. But do you have it as Yaitzer or not? Chazal said outside. He wants. His little kids like to light candles. That's a sigmar is true with them. It's not convenient for him to go outside. He wants to know, but he could light inside or not. So it's five rayas that he cannot. First, Lashon HaGemore. U'b'shas ha-sakonam anichar shulchan ha-vedayim. Lashon shulchan ha-oruch is also like that. Ner chanekem anichar al pesach ha-somor shusorabim b'chutz. U'b'shas ha-sakonam she'eino irasha elekayim ha-mitzveh. Because inside is not called a mitzvah, manicha shulchan. Yeah, both of these two rayas, you could be doichik a little bit. The lamda shiraya that the welt wants to bring a raya from Teisves. The Gemara says, Nechanike, the mitzvah is ad shetich l'regel min ashuk. We'll get to Be'ez Hashem next year, what is regel min ashuk? And if you live in yeshiva and regel min ashuk is 2 o'clock by night, what you do to when you have to have the candles lighting? Aber the time the Gemara is around a half an hour. Zog Teisves, velerim nire, deato, bezman hazeh, it doesn't make a difference to when you light. Because you're lighting for the people inside your house. So, they're awake the whole time. Like the world. Even bezman hagemara, if you could light inside. So even bezman hagemara, you could light the whole night. But bezman hazeh, if you light inside, okay, bezman hagemara, you only have a half an hour. After half an hour, you could step into the house and light for the Bnei Bais. So you could say that enech naim, it means to say, if you're lighting outside, be makbid on this time. But then you could really go into the house. But in Rambam, steht klar nicht das. In Rambam holds, you only have a half an hour to light, and after that it's too late. And the shayla is why? If bezman hagemara you could light inside, so go inside. As another raya, this is a very stark raya, lefi Rashi, the Gemara says, what if you light an Hanukkah inside, and you take it outside? Why you do it? I'll give you a very good example. Today, Bez Hashem, all of us will be lighting outside in the end. So how you light outside? You get a special glass box. It's a whole avoid. We'll get to it. Now, but the problem is when you light outside, it's windy. So the guy's a poshtetz, and he lights inside the house, puts it inside the box, and walks out with the box. The Gemara says it doesn't work, because kaimel on adloko isa mitzvah. So Rashi, velo yotzo, ki inside is, you're not yotze. If you have a yotze inside, what is the problem? Rashi means lo yotzo lekatchile, Rashi says lo yotzo. So the two taka says, lo yotzo, ki aroyo oimer lezorcho yadlik. It's a new gzeire. Forget, maybe the tour is meduyek. But in Rashi steht, lo yotzo, ki eibon shehidlik bifnim. So steht klar, that bezman chazal, you're not yotze bifnim. So this is mitzad echo, the raya brura, that bezman chazal, the place was only outside. Is raya is verkehrt. Two shein raya is verkehrt. The Ritva says, Bezman Gemore, if the time passed, you go into the house and you light. What? Kmoi bezman sakone manicha shulchone vedayoi. Even bezman chazal, you could go in and light it inside. Oh, haray mefureshes. That even bezman chazal, you need to be the evidence I. Zog the world, no. Maybe this is only when people are already not outside. So then you could light inside. But in the time that you could light outside, again, I'll explain. Easy to understand, gichel to understand, that if the Ritva says that bezman hagemore, when time passed, a half an hour, there's no more people on the street, you could light inside. So we see that inside was a time. It was not only bezman hasakone. The Ritva says, no, like bezman hasakone, you can't light outside, you can light inside. So when people are finished walking the street, you can go inside. So, Bashkofa Rishonu, it's mashma, that even bezman chazal is an option to light inside. Bashkofa Shnir is to say, no. The Ritva only means, when there's no people outside, then you can light inside. Some want to say, I'm not going to give you, some chassidim light very late. So they want to say, because the choshesh really have to light outside. Then the Gemara. That's what Hashem said. Hashem said, "Nechanik emanicha b'chutz." We can't change a Gemara. No, for us. We'll see later. What is their coolest? About the choshesh. So they light late. Because if you the Ritva, even bezman a Gemara, but the Eved, when it's late, you can light inside. So they want to chab the Ritva. This is some limud zchus and the chatzeres. We'll get. I'm saying we'll get the every shita. But I'm saying so it's not muchach. As a Rashba. We know as machleg is if you're allowed to enjoy the Chanukah or not. We say ain lanu reshus lehishtamesh bohem. Elo liroisum bilvad. The Rashba didn't know if you're allowed to, you're not allowed to. He has a raya. The Chanukah of Nir Shabbos odit mishum shlem beisa. So the Rashba, what is the problem? You don't have money for both. Light Nir Shabbos. Light Nir Chanukah in the house and it'll be light. If you're allowed to nene from the Chanukah, we know, ain't lanu reshus leishtamesh bohem. But the Rashba didn't know, ain't lanu reshus leishtamesh bohem. So frek the Rashba, so why the Chanukah when the Shabbos odif, light the Chanukah, and you'll be nene from the Chanukah. So the Rashba, what I'm asking, the Chanukah is outside, the Shabbos is inside. Zog der Rashba, no. Azei v'bisha es ha-sakon ha-manich ha-shulchon ha-vedayoi, so I could do it on the table. Zog der Welt, here we have a mefurash Rashba, that b'di-evet, you're allowed to light it inside. So maybe, even if Lama Zog, the halacha is that you have to light outside, but if someone b'di-evet will light inside, b'di-evet will be yoytze. But again, it's not muchach. Because it could be this guy that only has one candle, so mainly it's ke'ilu he doesn't have a candle for outside. So then the place by him became inside. Chalash. The Ritva is mashma that the sakona doesn't mean dafka sakona every time when you can't light outside. So lom again, the anoche will start. Lom is arguing that bisman chazal you cannot light inside b'di evet. It's more mistaba. The place was outside and you could not light. Is it maybe a right? Lom again, it's not we're going off the tzad. Bisman chazal you cannot light inside. Next step. Bisman chazal, you want to put in the window. You don't want to go outside, in the window. It's good or it's not good. I will explain. Nechanika manicha bachutz. Misha darba aliyo, manicha bachaloy. Shasa sakona manicha al shulchon evedayo. The chaloy is like a bachutz or not? As Shkofa Rishonah would say, no, Chazal said a Pesach. A guy doesn't have a Pesach, they gave him a window. But a guy that has a Pesach, Mechatei said he has a window. Mechatei said that he has a window.
It's obviously living it outside. It's the same
reason. Reasons, I said a car is also not a place. Chazal give a place. The place is here. If you're in a window, the place is here. So your place is here, and his place is there. Because when it's a car, I explain to you again.
So that's the reason we say it's not. By window, we're saying it's his opening. That's where his place is.
Again, so I'm asking, a person that lives downstairs could use a window or not? Very glad. Chazal said a Pesach abayis. If you don't have a Pesach, your place is a window. A guy that has a Pesach but wants to use a window could use or not? Belomdes Bashkov Rishon would say that not. What are the tzaddas yet? Chazlish B'skerov and Meshe Feinstein said you could. A window is like a door. Maybe it's a little bit better to do it a door, but a window is also good. So they paskin that if a person has a window is like a door. Now, lefi dem will be a shtikel chiddush, a very interesting chiddush. So what would be if someone has a window, he has to light in the window, right? So, Lama is talking it's dangerous to light outside, but it's not dangerous to light in the window. So l'chue, even b'shas ha-sakona, you'd be mechuyev to put it in the window. And b'shibur is mashma, today you light inside. Mishi yesh l'chaloin ve'ein sakona l'katchile yanich rishon. B'shibur says to light in the window and not inside the house. Chassidim light inside the house, near the door. B'shibur says if you have a window, l'katchile light in the window. But it doesn't say you have to light in the window. If Be'etzel we say the window is like a Pesach, so what do you say? So Moshe Feinstein says, yeah, Bezman Hazeh, you mechuyev to light in the window. There's no danger in the window. So Moshe Feinstein, you mechuyev to light in the window. Someone to say that if outside is dangerous, so b'meile you potter from the din outside. So b'meile, even b'zman chazal, when no one lived outside, the people were not mechuyev to light in the window. It goes together. The window is instead of the door downstairs. But if you potter from the door, you potter from the window. Mishnah, it's interesting. Mishnah doesn't say that. Mikol mekoyim, we will go with the anoches. What Rabbi Seinu told us. Rabbi Seinu told us, Rabbi Eliashiv, B'skerov Chazanish, Yom Zilber, and more, that you mechuyev to light in the Pesach outside, and most of them hold that if you have a window, it's ke'ilu you're lighting in the Pesach. But if you're putting it on the table, Bezman Chazal, you're for sure not Yetzin. So, Lechure, it will stop the shir here. Comes out that you have two places that you could light. Outside of the Pesach, or a window, if you have a window. A window is a very hard thing to have. Like I said, especially if you live in the dearest, normally you don't have a window. Even really if you're zeichet to be up ground, Remember that your window is into a little chotzer that a couple of trees. Yeah, it's not a pasul or shosorav of your window. And then already, if you manage to get the dira mishorim, it's really malam esrimamo. So yeshalif bichlal yoyitzer. We'll see later. I'm explaining. Abalam is done. I'm trying to explain. Window is not miyad a pitaron. A window has to be a window pasul or shosorav. It's open to a little chotzer that inside is a third chotzer. Yeah. We have like little windows that they can sit in the street under the porches, yeah? All of these we have to see, this we'll get later to the halachas, what is window? Abalam is not an instant, we know that it's a Pesach. Asom Shusarabim, Dine de Gimore, Dine de Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Yashi says, hopefully you'll think it over and you'll start to change your mind. Or, a window. Chutz from that, Be'etzem L'chure, if we say Bizman Chazal, if you put it on the table, it's a Boach Levatole. So L'chure, it's a Boach Levatole. What if someone doesn't have a window and doesn't have a Pesach? Then it could be it's like Shas HaSakon HaMenuchah HaShulchon HaVedai. So we know it's Kehilo is Chashuvus of Choshev and Grace and Gedele Yisrael, that light inside. How they do it? So it's a couple of things. First we have the Dvar Yeshua said that it's also to light outside. You mechuyu to light inside. You could light near the window because we did shulchanet. But there's a very das yochid. He brings a raya l'moshel. He says, you know, we blow the shofar. Be'etzem zrizim makdim le'mitzvahs. We had to blow the shofar before shachris. For sure, before kriyas hatorah. Why we blow it so late? Why we blow shofar so late? Shas hasakana. They're going to try to chap us. They tried to chap you today. So the Bar Yeshua, they did it, it stays. So they gave us in Klal Yisrael. The angels, they stay. So the Klal Yisrael, I say, can't Klal Yisrael firtzach. Klal Yisrael, Sakona, they stay. B'mele, things change, stay like they are. So B'shas Sakona, we moved into the house, it stays. It's a whole Jewish, Simen Mem, Chelik Aleph, and just a couple more Jewish. Glad to see them all, the Bar Yeshua, they have it in the Oitza. A bigger Chove, to Melamed Zchus. But you have to understand, this is if you're a lamb, then you'll have what I'm saying now. This whole Dvar Yeshua is against the lomdas. What he says, that they removed the place and it changed. The only reason to believe that he's right is that if Bizman Chazal, B'dievet, you're not Yoitz on the table. So it became dangerous. So they had to move the place that you could be Yoitz. After they moved it, he says they don't change. But if you Nemtzachon, that Bizman Chazal, B'dievet, you could be Yoitz on the table, so they didn't have to change the time. Because it was good even then. So b'meile bizman hazeh, it for sure goes back to outside. So if you want to be maker to say that bizman chazal b'dievet, you could be eating on the table, so there's no mokah to the Dvar Yeshua that is eating to light inside. His chiddush is only right. If bizman chazal b'dievet, you're not yoitze. So chazal was scared that when b'shas ha-sakonet, you put on the table, you're not be yoitze. So they switch it. So they switch it and they switch back. Second ray. The Michasit Zchok Paskins that Bezman Hazeh you could light inside. The Itur, Gdoyla Rishoinim, writes, Bezman HaSakone Idliku Befnim. Vekayoim She'ein Sakone Madlikim Befnim. Keivon She'noagu Noagu. Umi Unochen She'adlik Bachutz. So the Dvar Yeshua brings it out, says, it's no Sakone, Noagu Le'adlikim, Noagu Noagu. So the Rabbi Yashi, read the last couple words. Umi Unochen She'adlik Bachutz. So first it says the loike at Dvar Yeshua that b'dievet you are yoitze b'chutz. Or zorua gdol harishoinim hilchis chanukah. Kayoim en sakone noagu lehadlik bebefnim. Ve'lo yadan et taimeh. My taimeh medlikim b'chatzeres. So the Dvar Yeshua brings it, says klo, or zorua, en sakone medlikim b'fnim. So the Dvar Yashim himself says ve'lo yadin et taimeh. The Sefer Oyel Moyed is the Rebbe from the Rashbo. The Achshav Noagul Aniach HaPesach HaBayis Bebefnim Ava Pishayin HaSakone. Rabbi Yeruchim also says that they light inside. He says it's Bepnei HaSakone because the Goyim will steal the menorahs. Maybe it's told if you have a silver one or not, Vesach Mish. So he says, okay, so maybe he lied to Poshta Menorah. Chazal would have mechayim to buy a Poshta Menorah. Yid can't lie without a silver Menorah, yeah? So a person wants a silver Menorah, he's scared from the goy. There's a sefer Imri Noyam. Chassidish sefer, similar in base. He brings out from Megillas Tainis. That mipnei ha-sakona, mipnei ha-leitzim, sha-agoyim o yutzorichim oleinu. ואף פי שאומרו ליהוש בני המליגים עליו, תיקנו שכשיש ליצים, יוכל להליג מבפנים. אבל חשוב חסר זה לא זו ריזם. He says, it became very windy today. It's very windy. So when you light outside, it could blow off. חזר הוא נעד מחייב to make boxes. It doesn't say, it's nowhere in the Gemara, and the boxes in the Chanukah, right? Shiras Yavet says, so he says, what happened? Bizman Chazar was not so windy. Became windy. I know the Goyim say Fakir, that there's a hole there that gets warmer and warmer. I don't know. It's Uzu, I don't know exactly how they call it. But there's something there that they claim that it's getting warmer. No, Hashur says that Metzias is getting colder. Maybe different countries. Again, raise the Metzias. He says that today it's so windy, even in the summer you can't light a candle. Try to light him when you're outside for a blowout, he says. Try to take him in the middle of the summer, put him in there and hiding outside. Not only that, we'll see Be'ez Hashem, we'll get to the next shiurim after, we'll come to the maskonet that you have to light outside, so you have to get a box. Now, there's a whole shaila how to light. So you open the box, and you light, and you close the door. So the Mikroi Kodesh, we'll speak about it, V'alad loko is a mitzvah, b'shaz da'ad loko it was windy, it doesn't help to close the box. So we'll see the whole mahalach how to light. If you come from the side, it's a whole umnus. Because if you open the box and you light, so b'shaz da'ad loko it was not roi to light. So when it's like the Mikroi Kodesh, the people that will light outside could be a bochel of a tole. Because it's not roi la'amad kol shiva. Some wanted to say, but Rabbi Shtern Buch Dink Tzachan, that because outside you have to light with a glass, so the Gemara has a shayla and Avdole, if you're allowed to make Avdole when the fire is covered with a glass. Because they didn't see it straight. Like the Machmirim, the Marshal, because Levona, they take off the glasses. Okay, but you have to know, you have to see. Some people, they take off the glasses, they don't see, that's the Gaulish. I'm the Marshal, I do both. Because I'm not sure if I see it. But it's really true with the Tiferes Yisrael. Everyone knows the famous Tiferes Yisrael. If you're a Kohen, I'm a Kohen, Moshe Be'ez Hashem, Bona B'Yisrael Mikdash, you look at the Negoim. You're allowed to look with glasses or not? Everyone that went a little bit to school knows that the way glasses work, how glasses work. You don't see, you take a glass that makes smaller and you see. What's the pshat? It changes the angle where the waves of the... So Be'ez, if you're not seeing it in the right place. It's not exactly... But Rav Moshe Dabur says, all these shaylos legabe avdole, legabe here is a shaylos from Kirsum and Nisa, and Avada, it's good. We'll see later even, we'll speak of people have like a frosted glass, if it's good, in the window. Has to be a clear glass, or not a clear glass. You have to see the fire. The Maharil brings down, Maharil Diski, that the Sakona could come back. Chazal means the Sakona started, and this is the thing. I remember it was a whole story in Eretz Yisrael and a neighbor complained. It was a lady, Chiloniya, maybe Mizrachi, I'm not sure. And they're complaining that people were lighting a menorah inside the building. We'll see some sheet is sold, Pesach Habayis Ibachutz. You put it in the building outside near the steps. We'll get the Chazanish, one of the sheetahs. So she fell. Maybe she died. Oh my! She said that because the smoke, she got very dizzy. So she took them to court. So that's that the court told him that in 8 days he has to get rid of the menorah. Of Lemaise, she was suing them for a lot of money. So the pshat is b'pnei sakone, person will put it outside, and a car will pass and will catch on fire. They will sue you. Ask him. Putting in the street a fire. What?
The
Gemara says that you don't. That's the Safa Koines. About the Mitzvah. Unzere Chazal don't Koines, yeah? The other ones. I'm saying this is the reason. Some say it's in America for sure. The Shaila was years ago. They thought in Eretz Yisrael no one will do it. Now we found out that the people that think that they're from in Eretz Yisrael do the same thing. So we made in Eretz Yisrael not only proved that people thought in Eretz Yisrael is not sakone. The last couple of years was proved that the Rishayim are ruling Be'etzem, and on everything that they could, they will sue you. This is what the Machil Diskin said. So in Mele, we don't want that people have to go in and out. All of that was with Nasa coming. That the Goyim could start up with us. The Bnei Yisaschar brings down a pisoid that it moved to inside. There's also in Yisrael, the Magen Mekoznitz, and all Tzavdas Panech, that that's Megillas Tainis. They bring down as a sefer Seder Hayom. He lived in Tzfas in time of the Bis Yosef, and he says she madlikim befnim. Also, the Mishnah Berurah says kayoy madlikim befnim, and the few people made studies, and Radin was no sakana to light outside. I speak to the people that were living in Radin in that days, and in Radin was not dangerous to light. It was a very little shtetle. There was nothing happening there, and even Tzadok Chofetz Chaim says. Let me make a sikum from this chaylik davar. So yesh lelamed zchus and the yidden that light inside. But Rabbi Seinu, Rabbi Liashiv, Shalpiv Anuchayim, Chazanish and Beskerov, Maise Gans Klai Yisrael, Firtzach, Moshe Feinstein, Be'etzem, Moshe says in the window, but first we'll start with Rabbi Liashiv, Rabbi Amizir, Chazanish and Beskerov, they say you mechuyev to light outside. And you yoytze outside. If you light in the window, or if you have like, you know, a glass door of a porch, it's also good. If you most sheet this. Because could be even Bizmana Gemorah, it was good. So Lom Bezog, when the Bacher decides, he wants to be Machbir on himself, to be Kayim Vos Rebel Yashiv, you know, this is his Poisek, Tuskerov, Chazanish, Gedoyle Yisrael said, he wants to be Machbid to light outside. Lamazogan. Yeah, we'll go after it. Or if he has a window, but Lamazogan, he doesn't have a window. Oh. He wants to light outside, or his window is the Baal HaMesr Mama. We'll get later what is called the Baal HaMesr Mama. His building's across the street. It's not a building across the street. He wants to be Machmir. So he decided, I heard a shir, I decided, I'm now in Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to light outside. Merchanege mitzvah le'anichoy al Pesach habayis mi bachutz. Where is Pesach habayis? Rashi says, Pesach hachotzer. Taisa says, Pesach habayis shenir el rishus orabim. You know, like in America, I'm not saying that's the right case, but most people have like a little yard in front of their house. Maybe 2 feet by 2 feet. And I'm not saying that's the right shir. I'm just a mimamchish. So the shaila is if you light it in the Pesach of the chotzer or the Pesach of the bayis, then you can see it from the street. Rashi holds Pesach HaChotzer. Taisus holds Pesach HaBayis. Some the Dvar Yeshua says that he has a riot that Rashi and Taisus didn't light outside. How do they have machlekes with the light? They don't remember what the parents did. Pesach, what it says, Rashi and Taisus says, what's the machlekes? What do your parents did? What? So Rabbi Tam Tefillin is the famous tshuva of Moshe that they found in Chizkiyahu HaMelech's cave Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. So Moshe says, "Mistama they were there because they were apostles, so they were covering it." Yeah, tshuva of Moshe. But okay, so it's a big shaila. I'm not going now to this whole discussion. But here the shaila is, I think we know that for sure is different. Shit, I'm not going in a pikabolim. But this is the Dvar Yeshua's time. So we pask in Pesach HaChotzer. We pask in like Rashi. Zog de Chazanish, when you learn Baba Basra, you know, the first Rashi says, V'chatzer Shalem lifnei abatim v'roiv tashmishom b'chotzer. Everyone knows the first Rashi in Baba Basra. Zog de Chazanish, Chotzer means, some bochum tag have such a Chotzer. couch and the Eilof Shmuz is there, yeah? That is a chotzer. That is a good chotzer, like the Chazon Ish. But a new apartment building is no chotzer. So where you alight? Chazon Ish says it has to be Pesach HaBayis. Miskirov says, yeah, Pesach HaChotzer. Some say if you Miskirov, you have to have Pesach that has a Tzuras HaPesach. Pesach HaChotzer, Zachi Miskirov, is a Pesach Tzuras HaPesach. So here Be'etzem becomes a big problem. So a guy says, I want to light outside, I'm going to Mekayim Rebbe Eliashiv. Where? In Yeshiva, I remember we asked Rabbi Yashi when he came to do the Sunday course here, when you go into this building, we call it the main, from the front. The other door is closed now anyway, the Shari Chaim. But the main door, so when you come to the building, on the street of Beis Yisrael is a gate, you could walk in, you walk like 2.5 feet, you walk up 7 steps, another 0.5 feet, and then you go into the building. We asked him, where to light? So he said in the Pesach of the building, not downstairs in the street, where you have the door, when the building, the actual building. Even though we pass in Pesach a chotzer, you know, this is not called a chotzer. This is, here's the best thing, he holds. Fid Chazon Ish. Now, in Yeshiva, for sure you could light. Why? Because, we'll get later to the Pratim. I want to first have the Lamedes, and then we'll try. We look in the rooms of Yeshiva like one big house. So we have people that sleep in this building, and then we'll see people that sleep in one place and eat. And till this year was very easy. This year is becoming very hard. It's the first year in the mirror has a big problem on Chanukah. Because in every year we pass into the people from Beis Sholem to eat dining, lunch in Beis Sholem, the people from Beis Yishaya to eat in Beis Yishaya, the people from Merkazi to eat in Merkazi. And the dearest to eat in the dearest, one meal. We'll go later. This year that the whole yeshiva has shifted to eat in one place, Chanukah is going to be... We have to pass in something that will work with that knowledge, but this is I'm not trying to work it out yet. About the fact, okay, we'll get to the pratim later. But long as someone that sleeps in this building and eats in this building, I'm going later to the Shaila Vachila. So Be'etzem, we look at him, his room is here. He has a big study, the Bismedesh, a nice library upstairs. The bathrooms are down here. He has a secretaries. This is the way he looks at his whole building. So Pesach HaBayis for him is when he comes to the entrance of the building. They're living together. So that is Pashut. We'll see. We'll see later some Shitas will hold. Maybe to light it in the door to the door. Especially in the main that everyone is passing here. The floors, people walk. We'll see later. But I'm trying to explain. In a building, it's a big shiloh where to light in a building. Now, the problem is, and come, we'll start a little bit lemaise. Chanukah, the Rambam state, mitzvahs Chanukah chavivo hi ad me'oid. Ad me'oid. Mitzvahs Chanukah chavivo hi ad me'oid. And this is the reason in Chanukah we have mehadrin, umehadrin mina mehadrin. Ari ze lo yeumen ki yesupo. You could be yoitza with one candle from wax. Mehadrin, 8. Mehadrin, oil. Mehadrin, mehadrin, the whole family, 8, oil. It's like double 500 almost. Right? One candle every night, instead of that, 36 candles. The whole family and everyone in oil. Aber Chanukah, we mehadrin mina mehadrin. And the poskim say that the hidur is not only oil, the hidur is shittas. Like sometimes you see a guy, he lights a silver menorah, $5,000, with oil, with alashwein abgadim, yeah? But he doesn't light outside. We tell him better 2 candles from wax. The cloud is, hidur b'shittas is better from hidur. So the Alba Shabbos says, here's a tefillin. People could buy beautiful tefillin, 1 shittah. Or a little bit less beautiful, could be Yetzer Ala Shittas. The Hidur and Shittas, Alamal is more before Hidur and beauty. So, don't buy a silver one, buy, you know, $1,000 one and have 2. So I'm saying you have to know why it's like that. אז בו אדם, it's famous רב חיים שולביץ, נורשים רב חיים שולביץ, would say that חניקה, why are we מהדר so much על חניקה? So he says that you go into a room, you see a lady holding a baby, she's washing him, cleaning him, she puts it down. You wonder, this lady is the Yiddish mama or it's a housekeeper, babysitter, helper. If when she finishes to clean the baby, she gives him a kiss, Yiddish mama. If she finishes to put them down, takes the next one, changes the diaper, you know, it's the shikta, yeah? Then it's his. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. Chanukah. Rabbi B'yad Me'ati, and Tmei B'yad Toiru. He gave us an extra kiss. And we found the oil. It says like this. You should ask someone, what is Chanukah? But we found the oil. Last for 8 days. We opened Al HaNisim. Rabbi B'yati, and Tmei B'yad Toiru, Moshe B'yad Tzadiki. We don't mention the candles. When the kid has to say thank you for his mother, and what he says thank you, and the kiss on changing the diaper, but what makes him to feel that he's a kid? The kiss. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a kiss. Chanukah was a kiss, an extra ness. So we give back a kiss. We give back Ahava to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the mitzvah of Chanukah. So a person wants to be yoytzeh and Chanukah al hashitas. So what to do? So a lot of people in Marshall, and all the shroom people in Eretz Yisrael, what they do is, they light outside to be yoytzeh Rebbe Eliashiv. But the problem is, if you're not yoytzeh outside, if you don't own a building, yeah? If you don't have a villa, a house on your own, you're not yoytzeh. So they light also inside. And the window inside. This is, they have two menorahs, like this, the yaitzah, all of the shittas. Now, you have to know where to make the bracha. So the Moshe, I make the bracha downstairs. I don't talk, I run upstairs, I light the second menorah, and then I say Aneir Salolo. For some people, I will tell them to do the bracha upstairs and then to go outside. And I will explain. If I would light upstairs, could be with the Yevet Am Yoytze. Even Bezman Chazal could be Am Yoytze. Could be all this list of the Sforim I write in Am Yoytze. So, but I was not Yoytze Mehadon, I was Yoytze B'Yevet. So then when I want to light outside, Chaim said, you can't add a Hidu after the mitzvah is done already. So I do it outside, it could be outside, I'm not Yoytze, it's a Bochel Vatole. So I don't talk, I run upstairs and I light one upstairs. Now we'll see. Some people in Moshul, some Bachrim, they will have a dira that Slemato Me'esrim Amah, they have a nice window. So I'll tell them, Me'ikar Adin, they can light in the window. Because even if Fira B'liashiv, Moshe, Miskero, B'chaznish said, they're okay. In my house, I live Lemato Me'esrim Amah. So, could be I'm not Yoytzeh. So, on the side that I'm not Yoytzeh upstairs, I want to be Yoytzeh downstairs. So I'm lighting too. Some Bochim will find out that their windows are very shvachy windows. Suffolk that people could see. So then they have to find the Pesach Habayis. Some of them will not be clothed, where's their Pesach Habayis? If they have Bichal Pesach Habayis. So I'll tell them, don't rely on the Pesach Habayis. Because maybe it's garnished. So you have to light inside. Now, a bacher has to know, Chazlish said, if the marshal, if a person wants to be yitzim mehadrin, mehadrin, and he doesn't want to go downstairs, so we said a window is good. He said, if you want to be a really machmir, Chazlish said, you could light in the window of the porch, if the door of the porch. If you have a porch, you could light in the door of the porch. See later where exactly. Inside the porch, outside the porch. But this is what the Chazanish said. And you yaitze al shitas. Because it's pasuach l'shu sarabim. And it's also inside the house. No, second floor. Third floor. Why? The Chazanish said, why it's a Pesach of Abayis? Why it's the Pesach of Abayis? So the Chazanish said, because when there's a fire, the fire engine comes from that door. I remember I said this shiur 15 years ago here in yeshiva. There was a couple of bachim that didn't learn dafka in yeshiva, they were in a different yeshiva. I think the dira was someone in Geula, I don't remember exactly the address. And they came back, and they told all their friends that they heard in the shiur that the Chazanish said that you could light in the door of the porch, because the fire engine said, the Chazanish said, when the fire engine come, and there was Moshe Friedman, today is yeshiva somewhere. So the fire engine comes from the porch. And I know we're laughing there. I got some answer. In the middle of the night, they had a fire, and the fire engine saved them from the porch. So, person says, no, Munas Chachomim. In yeshiva, what happens is so everyone wants the light outside. People don't want the light in the windows. But the Mekayim Da'aloch. Here, for sure, you can Mekayim outside. Sometimes, so you see, before Hanukkah, the yeshiva puts big things outside that everyone could light. Sometimes everything is chapped. It's tafus, tafus, it becomes everything. So then some place can say, it's like, you know, if there's no place, it's like Shasa Sakana. And Moshe, one bocher asked me, everything was taken, it was only one place that if you lay on the floor, you could light. But it was very embarrassed. So I thought, straight in the ritma, if you're scared, they'll laugh. Also, you can light inside.
Don't
share
the boxes.
What? But there's a big problem. How you could light them when it goes off. So we'll get to that. Now, so again, the practical, where to light every place, we'll get to Bezos Hashem. Now, one of the answers is, for Bochrim and Diris, or in Yeshiva, for example, so most of five guys in a room, they don't want to light all of them downstairs. So they plan to light upstairs. Oh, but they hear the shir. So they could be mishtatef bepruta downstairs. They find one guy that lies downstairs. The mishtatef bepruta. You have to know, stop. Legabi the dearest, you cannot be mishtatef bepruta. Mishnah Berurah says mishtatef bepruta helps when you're a guest by someone. Two guests is a suffix if they could be mishtatef bepruta with each other. So to remember this halacha. Not only that, sometimes you go to your cousin for yontef, for Shabbos Chanukah. And sometimes she's almana. Sometimes you come five bochim, we know shana v'yichud. So she says, oh, bochim, and the bochim came down. She doesn't have to light. It's enough that she suffered the whole Chanukah. So she wants to be mishtatef with you. It doesn't help. The balabais lekule alma cannot be mishtatef with achsanoi. You can be mishtatef with her. She can tell you to light her menorah.
What a bochim is there with you?
Bochim are considered shtei achsanoim. No one is a balabos. Maybe you feel balabos and you do. But most time, maybe if the guy is achroi, he's not a balabos. You're not a guest by him.
I hope they're the same right.
But you're not a balabos by right. So shtei balabatim is the same thing. You can't be mishtatef.
Someone rents a house also?
What? No, if you rent a house, you're the balabos. Now, when two people are there, so it's not one family. Pashas is two separate people and everyone is chayv and his menorah. You can't say one menorah for the house, right? So if it's not enough one menorah for the house, you cannot be mishtatef with each other.
What if one guy is on the contract
and he's our and everyone is kilu his guest? I also don't think so. They're not his guests.
Oh, he's signed the contract with Elias.
But they're not his guests. They're paying, they're renting, they're not his guests.
They're not his guests.
But they're not his guest. You have to be achsanoi. It's not achsanoi. It's a suffix in the Mishnah Berurah. So I'm telling you the first to know the halacha. Oh, but it's a suffix. Klape the frumkeit. If mekayim the halacha, if Rabbi Yashu says, k'iru v'chein yasu, v'il bedumem, to light outside, you could be soimech to mishtatev v'pruta with one guy that lights downstairs. But you have to know to try to find that the guy that lies downstairs will be chassidish. Why? Because if he will be litvik, could be he will light before you. And then you are yoitza b'di'evet. Your brocha upstairs will be brocha levatale. Same thing in the deer. If Lamazan, with a lot of deer as I come, and we decide what we will do, it's not enough place outside, so everyone lights inside. and they do one menorah outside, and everyone is mishtatef. But we have to be sure that that menorah will be lit in the last one, or to make it tnai that the guy that is lighting it is not mechamen to be moitzi guys that didn't light yet. You made some menorah at the beginning. But if not, so you have enechnami, you don't have the chumre for Rebbe Eliashiv, ki yoytze de b'diyevel manicha al shulchanoi, and then enechnami b'diyevel yoytze. Now, there's another place to light. Again, we didn't go in yet to Mokim Ha'achile, that this makes it more complicated. We'll go to Diras, we'll speak about it later, Blinader. Lamazong, the guy decides, I'm lighting in the window. Klug Ebocher, no, he's not Yoytze Rebbe Eliashiv, he's Klug, he's lighting in his window. Say it. He knows on the table he's not Yoitza. We hold that if no one sees it, you're not Yoitza filled with the evidence. So he wants light in the window. His room doesn't have a window. Only the room it has a window. Shulchan Zalman holds he can't light there. It's not your room. It's totally says. If the oil of shmooz is in that room, but sometimes the room's not as akfod and not to walk in. Yeah? So Shuzam says, if the Olim decide in Chanukah to decide to change it, and you know the Divotei and Chanukah they say in that place, yeah, and they eat the latkes there, chris, and they make that in Chanukah, so then they're nechanami. So I'm saying, when you choose the Lashon, sometimes I come to a bacher, Sdira, he doesn't have a window, so I tell him, so you really try to light outside, because your window by Yenab's room that is bestowed not your room, it's a Golnish. So you don't have a chaloyin. So maybe try to be to the Pesach. But the stuff like if the Pesach is good or not. So he lights also the Pesach. So then when he lights in his room, better to light in his own room, not in the window. Because the window could be he's not Yoytzer, because it's not his room. And outside could be his garnish. Better chotsh to have manichal shulchan levedayim. So, and I'm saying, only in the dearest here, all these shaylos come up. In a normal place, it's not so shver. Then the moshul, we'll make a cheshbon, we'll speak. The halacha is, you can light lemalo me'esri mabos. So the katchila is betoich lemalo me'gimel, toich asoro. Nechleku apoiskim. Lamazon, the guy, okay, so you know, I'm not lighting outside. America, window is good for me. Right? This is what all of you think now. Say, lemaisa, we said window is good, so I will stick to my minig with a window. Say, but again, in America we said kubitz a sakana. Kubitz a sakana. I don't know the new guy in New York if it's sakana, not basically the cloning, yeah? But be a side that America is called sakana. Be a side America is called sakana. It's going, you can't do what you want. So maybe you could be maker. I know in Muncie now people are starting to light outside. In Lakewood people are starting to light outside. And the Jewish neighbors, they say, it's not a sakana bichlal. But I'm not saying in America it's a sakana, it could change. I'm not saying it's not a sakana. So the guy said, okay, but I hear the window is good. Let's move the window. Okay, this is good when you live in America, in a normal building, one floor, two floors, three floors. Here, it's lamala me'esri mamo. Even the fourth floor here is Lamala Me'esri Mamo. So Rav Moshe Feinstein said that if there's a building across the street, it's okay. The whole Shul Rabim is high. Rebbe Eliashiv claimed that it doesn't help. Now, there's another Shaila L'Moshal, we'll take the yeshiva building, this building. The fourth floor here is L'Mala Me'esri Mamo. The way to measure it is very easy. You take a thread, you tie a match, and you start to roll it down until it gets to the floor. Then you cut it, you roll it back, and you start to measure the feet of tiles on the floor. The way it goes, you have small tiles, these are called bigger tiles. So, every 10 like these is 3 meters. So Esri Mamo is around, we have to mark Reb Chaim Noe, because here we're going L'chumra, it's Fakert, L'chazanish. Because Chazanish was only L'chumra, not L'kula. So 20 meters is already L'malo Me'esri Mamo. So if we have 20 meters, so we make a cheshbon. If you have the small tiles in the room, and there is 5 of them is a meter. So you have 100 of these. So you measure. So the marshal, the fourth floor here is Lamala Ma'asimab, but the bakery is called Nechama, up the street here. If you measure, I don't know how to call it, the ear, we have two cities. You can measure walking, and you can measure. So if you measure from Nechama straight, you hit the third floor here in Yeshiva. So the Ma'ase says, not Lamala Ma'asimab from Nechama. So Malo Mesimamo from the store.
Okay,
that people are there.
I'm saying, where's going to be on the south?
That people see. People see.
You can see from there, you're going to be able to see the measure.
That's it from the street, right?
From the street, not from a building. From a building, this is a Moshe. So, Chaim Kanievsky, even if it's not from a building, if the other street is higher, so it counts the Malo Mesimamo. So, the Mele. I'm saying again. So when a person looks on a window, he has to know if he has a window lemato mesimama in a good place. I don't think he has to be machmir the Rebbe Eliashiv. Then it's for sure okay. If he doesn't have a window, or the window is lemato mesimama, even if he has the azikulis, then already is the mokim to be machmir the chumah from Rebbe Eliashiv. Then already is the mokim to be machmir the chumah to light also outside. Or if someone bichlal doesn't have a window, then it could be his bichuyim me'ikar adin to light outside. Again, zmokim ma'achile. I'm just saying the klolim. Now, there's one more cloud that we have to know. Without Rav Shmuel Zalman, it's very hard. But Rav Shmuel Zalman was the melech ha'meikil b'ze. Chazal say tefach ha'samuch la'pesach. So take Yeshiva Smir, they'll try to tevach ha-samuch la-pesach, give it 5 minutes and it's done. So Rav Shmuel Zalman holds, what they do in Yeshiva, they build a whole closet with shelves, and they put the closet betoich tevach ha-samuch. Rav Shmuel Zalman holds, the whole closet becomes tevach ha-samuch. This is his kula. Well, if Bochum have a dira, and they have like a windowsill, so you put like a silver foil, you make it like a shape of a dish, and then everyone ki'ilu is b'teich l'mala me'esrimam. Not everyone was masking to that. Not everyone is masking to that. So again, we have to know, as an Indian, ikar adil is to light Pesach habayis in b'chutz. As a limud z'chus on all the choshevet, ha'minichachomim, ha'minohogim, that they live inside, yesh l'mal mal yismoich. But someone that doesn't come from these Bodhi Midrashes, so our Bismedosh Be'etzim is no heter. So Moshe says our heter is Be'etzim, we rely on the window. And we have to put in a window. But the problem is what happens when someone doesn't have a window. So in America we don't have a window or a Moshe hold. No, it's a sakone. It's a sakone. But as a sword, the lechur is not a sakone. If you don't have a window, lechur it's not enough to manich al shulchanai. And we have to light outside. It's Hashem. Next week we'll go in more to the point.
No one knows
exactly.
It's most impossible that they